Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. And now we learn about a plant that produces a berry you can use to make a lovely citrusy tea. It's sumac. Now, before you start itching and scratching and thinking that I'm talking about the poisonous variety, please pay close attention. I recently had the opportunity to go foraging for sumac with Vermont's self-described Johnny Appleseed of sumac, Stephen Marshall of North Ferrisburg. As we hunt for sumac in Shelburne, he explains about the plant.
Our sumac is called staghorn sumac. Its characteristic leaf is like a palm leaf, and the fruit that it produces is a dense cluster of seeds, each of which has fuzz on it, and on which the plant deposits sugars, starches, tannins, vitamin C, and antioxidants. Flavor elements, no doubt. The ecological role of the sumac seed drupe is to provide food to birds in the wintertime. The strategy of the plant, as much as a plant can have a strategy, is to have its seeds transported by the birds to be deposited wherever they deposit them. Other plants have fleshy fruits that they deliver during the weather, during the warm weather. This plant has a fuzzy fruit that it delivers in the wintertime. It's an amazing fruit because it's actually harvestable from the time that the leaves fall off the plant until the leaves grow back the next spring. It's fresh the entire time. There's a 4-month, 5-month, 6-month harvesting season.
How did you become interested in sumac and learn about it?
Well, like most people, I'd heard rumors that you could make a beverage with the sumac seeds. The droop. The droop is D-R-U-P-E. So one day when I was visiting some folks I knew, they were cutting down some sumac trees, and right at waist level there were some droops from this plant staring at me. I was like, well, I can't walk by this. So I broke some off, I put it in some water, we made some sun tea, and it was delicious. I was like, why aren't we using this stuff? It's delicious, and it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere.
Describe the flavor of the sumac aid that you make from these droops.
Sure. It's comparable to cranberry juice in that it's very sour and it has a fruity flavor. Sumac without sweetening is very, very sour.
Most people, when they hear sumac, immediately think of poison sumac. So describe the difference so we don't send people out harvesting the wrong sumac.
Well, that would actually be really difficult to do for two reasons. One is it doesn't grow in our state. Maybe in the very southernmost part of the state, that's the northernmost part of the range of the poison sumac. The other reason is that they look so completely different. The poison sumac has a white berry. It's a berry like a blueberry, but it's white. Well, you can't confuse that with the staghorn droop, which stands up, is fuzzy, and is red.
Let's talk about harvesting sumac droops. What's the key to harvesting the droops? When do you go out?
It's really difficult to harvest them when there are leaves on the trees. They actually are universally at the top of the tree, which means that if you have a tall tree, you're not going to get them unless you have a pole with a clipper on it, you bend it over, you don't mind cutting it down, whatever. So it's kind of difficult if you have tall trees. So perhaps the key there is to find short trees. Otherwise, you just break it off at the base of the droop. When the droops are fresher, before the leaves have all come off and the branches are still moist, they don't break off that easily. You want the droops to be dried out. You like them to be dried out. If they're still damp and you store them, they'll get moldy. But if you let them dry out, they will store in a bin all winter long.
So we are harvesting in mid-October, so we're a little premature when it comes to harvesting the droop.
No, I think we're in pretty good shape today. I harvested some today. The branch, they snapped off real easy, so I think we're in good shape.
All right, take us through harvesting some sumac droops.
So here it is. That was actually a little bit damp. Let's check some more. And that's the right sound. A nice crisp. Now this one's kind of weathered. You see that? I'm not sure if this is this year or last year. But like I said, this is a very interesting fruit because you can harvest it all winter long. I made some sumacade today to share with you from 2013 droops, and I made some sumacade from 2014 droops, and they taste the same. Pretty much the same. You'll decide for yourself when you try it. The plant is, it has two growth forms. One is like a tree where my guess is that it's grown from a seed. And it's a solitary standing plant. And then it begins to grow in the other form, which is what I think of as the rhizoidal form. Rhizoid meaning the plant grows from the roots. Okay, so then you'll get dense stands of sumac where they are very much the same size. They're not solitary anymore, they're in a stand. Sumac is so underappreciated that when I discovered it, I was like, well, I have to do something about this. So you see how they're all at the ends of the limbs? They don't grow down here. You know, you don't see them down here. They're always out here because they're trying to present themselves to the birds. Say, come and get me, come and get me.
So how do we go about brewing it? How many droops will we need to brew, say, a gallon of the sumac tea?
So I would say if you basically think of it as a one-to-one ratio where you're going to put enough water in your pot to cover your sumac, and then you're going to dilute that once. So you're going to about double the water on that to make it the right strength. So if I take a droop and I break it up and I have a cup of the little seeds, the fuzzy little seeds, then I would end up putting probably a little more than a cup of hot water over that. And that will give me a very strong concentrated solution of the sumac beverage. And also I could probably add as much water or maybe twice as much water into that to make the right strength.
Do I bring it to a boil or just pour hot water over it? How do I make the tea?
So it's very important not to overheat the water. I like to heat it to between 150 and 170 degrees. And I use a candy thermometer to get it right. Because if you overheat the water, you'll cook the starches. And so you won't get some of what goes into the flavor. And you want to avoid releasing the tannins. And the tannins will be released by the heat. The tannins make the beverage bitter. So we want to avoid them.
Any tips on harvesting the droops from the sumac trees?
I like to find a location that is not necessarily in public. Commonly, you know, on the main thoroughfare. And I like to get permission from the landowner.
And once you harvest them, how long can you keep the berries?
Okay, so if they're well dried out, you can keep them a whole year. I have some now that I harvested last spring and they're still in prime condition. If you harvest them too early and they're too damp, they're going to mold.
That's Stephen Marshall of North Ferrisburg, who goes by the handle Mr. Sumac, describing the plant he loves and advocates for.